Imagine you finally have a free day out on the town. You're about to enjoy a nice lunch when you get the alert that a window's been broken at home and you're miles away. These are the wake-up calls that remind us, in 1 second, everything can change. ADT security systems are built for those moments. They help keep your home safer with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home or vulnerable when you're away. And with ADT, you won't. Their systems are professionally installed by trained technicians, so you can trust them to watch out for your home from day one. ADT has the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry, and the ADT Plus app lets you keep tabs on your home from anywhere you have service. You'll get the alerts that matter about your home safety. Don't wait to prepare your home for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com. That's ADT.com. Or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP. That's 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino
and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
All right, it is now time to make some picks here, Sal. It's the BT and Sal football picks brought to you by ELEC 825, Building Our Future, and by London menswear brand Charles Turwit. Shop your new favorites at ttshirts.com.
It is week six, BT and Sal perfect parlay pick segment. No standings change at all last week. We didn't cash anything out, whether it was the winner of the Jets-Giants game or perfect parlay. I am right now in the lead with 40 points. Hoff is second with 35 points. BT is third with 30. So a very close race here as we enter week six. Remember, two-team parlay, 25 points, three-team, 50 points, four-team, 100. BT, you're on the clock. What do you got for us?
I got a little music, and you know what the music is. Thank you very much. Hey, listen, money got to start talking. You know, scared money's not real money. Scared money don't win money. Somebody's getting hot this weekend, and it's going to be me. I feel good. I love these two games. First up, I gave it away, going for the two-teamer here, a little two-spot. Number one, Tampa Bay, -3.5 at the New Orleans Saints. You know, Derek Carr is obviously out. By the way, I had that injury. It's a weird injury. He's going to be out a long time. That really changes their season. Because, like, even when you breathe,
right,
like, just when you think you're healthy, you can kind of re-aggravate it and re-stress it. Derek Carr's out. Now, Tampa's coming off a bit of a mini-bye here, playing the weekday game most recently. I got a nice, interesting stat for you. They are 9-2 against the spread with Baker as the Bucs starter on the road. Now, they're obviously laying the points here because of the Derek Carr situation. Mm-hmm. But I like Tampa. I like him to win. I like him to win by a touchdown. Maybe stretch this thing up to 10 points. Give me Tampa in New Orleans, -3.5. First up. Number two, this is a big dog. I don't know that I've gone with quite a sizable dog this year. And this might come back to burn me because they haven't really done much. But the team they're going against is a mess as well. The Browns are getting 9.5 points, the big number, in Philly. Now, a couple things here. Jalen Hurts, who leads the NFL in giveaways since 2023? The answer is Jalen Hurts, 27. So that's not good. And he's been sacked 10 times in his last couple of games. The problem with the Browns is that they minusculely, if you will, move the football. It's like they average like 3.4 yards a pop, which is the lowest yards per average in the NFL, like attempt passing the ball. They're just a pop gun offense. Defense has some weapons, as we know. And Philly, who has been loose, who has been sloppy, they seem disconnected. Hey, if they don't get it, if they don't get this going, Sirianni might be the next one on the fire of the line, like Salva. So, I like the Browns. I'm going to roll the dice. I think the Browns piece something together here, and they could win. But I'm going to take the 9.5. Give me Cleveland. So, in summation, two spot: Tampa -3.5 against the Saints, and the Browns plus 9.5 down in Philly. Hoff, what you got, dude?
Imagine you're watching the game at a buddy's house when you get a call that someone tried to break into yours. In a second, everything can change. That's why there's ADT. No one wants to feel unsafe in their own home. ADT security systems help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. The ADT Plus app keeps you in control the whole time. ADT's network is built for those game-time moments. They have the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. Don't leave your home wide open during an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
I'm going to Cali, baby, with the Mets. No? Isn't that the reference? No,
yeah.
Not
hey, fresh out of jail.
I wasn't sure if you got the reference at all. I wanted to make sure people know.
What do the Mets have to
do with it? The scene. Yeah.
I'm just feeling Cali right now. Let's go. I don't care if the Padres, the Dodgers. I wish I could put them in the parlay, but I can't.
Yeah.
So I'm going to try to hit these anyway. Going for three for boys.
Oh,
I feel really good. And BT, not to hop on your train.
Yeah.
I feel so good about Tampa Bay, -3.5 at New Orleans. It's silly. It's like stupid money. How is New Orleans going to score a point? Dispenser, Rattler? That's what we're dealing with right now? I don't even need to get into this game. -3.5 Tampa Bay, that's easy all day. Now, Baltimore. They have put up a ton of points. I really do feel, though, Washington can compete and put up points with them. We've seen a lot of blown games by Baltimore. +7 Washington? It's a lot of points to deal with. It's going to be a close game. I'm going taking a point
for
Washington.
I saw it 6.5 here. I don't want any point shaving or point adding here.
I do it so early. I did it like 3 hours ago.
It is 6.5 right now.
So it's been bet a little bit the other way.
Well, so you're taking the Ravens, just to be clear.
No, excuse me,
that's what I meant. Yeah,
Washington, whatever they called.
+6.5
Yes.
Okay.
And then the last pick, dude, I don't know why. Carolina sucks. Andy Dalton had his day. He had his flowers. He went up against the Bengals. Good. -6 for Atlanta, who is undefeated right now still. Am I right?
No.
Atlanta? They lost to Pittsburgh. I'm sorry. I feel like
they have two losses.
Oh, wait, you should know.
That's because I'm still confident to follow your advice here.
That's why I was asking you. But regardless, -6 at Carolina. I mean, come on. This is going to be a blowout all day. So I'm taking Atlanta -6 at Carolina. So I'm taking Tampa Bay -3.5 at New Orleans. Washington +6.5 at Baltimore. And Atlanta -6 at Carolina.
Hop, real quick before Sal goes. I don't know if you have the number in front of you. You know what might be appealing or appetizing? The over in that Ravens-Commanders game.
Oh, yeah.
It's probably going to be about 50.
I was surprised that line is as much as it is, 6.5. You would think that Washington would have it a little bit closer, but whatever. All right. I'm only going two teams here. Again, this has been a close race so far through 5 weeks, and I do think a lot of it's going to come down to our money line picks with the Jets and Giants here. But I'm going to go two teams, and I'm surprised neither of you picked the Bills and Jets. I'm going to stay away from that, although I did want to take the Bills.
I'm getting burned by this too much. I got to stop being so sentimental with the Jets.
I'm staying away from that. I'm going to go with the Bengals, though, on Sunday night. Bengals, they're better than what their record says. 1-4, obviously an awful record. They're not an awful team. And while the Giants are good, no Malik Nabers again, they cannot compete. I like the Giants, you know that, and I do believe in Dable. And maybe the game will be closer than you would think it would be going into this game. But I just think the Bengals are due for a big breakout game. Sunday Night Football, Burrow to Chase is just too much. Cincinnati's also a well-coached team. Even if they don't have enough defensively, this would really shock me if the Giants won this football game. So with that being the thought process, if I'm shocked that the Giants would beat the Bengals, I'm going to lay the 4 points, even though they're on the road. Sunday Night Football, Bengals beat the Giants on Sunday night and lay that 4 points and feel comfortable. The other one to me, I don't want to keep picking on the New England Patriots because I feel like it's too easy. And I know Drake May is now getting the start, his first career start here in the NFL. They can't score. And I don't expect a rookie quarterback to waltz in there in week 6 and all of a sudden move that offense, which doesn't have many pieces anyway. And they're going against one of, if not the best teams in the AFC. Right? You have to give the Chiefs the nod, but the Texans could be right there. I think Houston's going to roll the Patriots here. I don't like laying points generally. I'm an underdog better. In this particular case, give me the Bengals -4 Sunday night and give me the Texans on the road. Two road favorites. Texans on the road in New England -6.5. And I'm going to pick the Bengals to win the game outright for my +5 with that game. And I'm going the Bills. I think the Bills are going to beat the Jets. I'm sorry to say it, BT. Now, again, who knows with the Jets? I've been off on them. I thought they were going to win last week. I got that one wrong. So you hate to go against them now and then be wrong twice. But I just think the Bills are better than they are.
Yeah.
Give me the Bills for the +5 money line pick straight up.
I mean, they got a better record than them, and they're certainly functioning better than the Jets because the Jets have been a disaster. But I've got the Jets. And I'm obviously incorporating a little hard here. Jets win, things change radically. Yeah. First place, 3-3, blah, blah, blah. But I'm not just doing this blindly. Like, I really do think that they'll change at least how their offense looks like optically. Maybe not a deep change in the schematics, but how they deploy people. But a little pre-snap stuff. I think the Jets are just going to look better, man. And Asala's a zero, so I like that. And I've got to go with the Bengals Sunday night as well. Okay. You know, neighbors, you did it last week in Seattle, obviously. And, you know, Slayton stepped up, but I've got Cincinnati to win the game.
Hoff, Jets or Giants here? What are we looking at money line?
I do agree with BT that the Jets are going to look a lot better, but they're not going to win.
Okay.
So I'm definitely going to go Buffalo. And unfortunately,
this is good for me
it's
here.
It's going to be a big separator here. Right now, you're behind Hot 5 and me 10, so you can gain 5 points on each of us here.
And I'm also going Bengals. I love the Giants right now. The way they've been playing has been fantastic. They'll keep it close. I just think that the Bengals need this game more than the Giants do. I do.
All right, so there's going to be no blood drawn there. We could either all gain the 5 points for the Bengals over the Giants or all lose it. But the Jets, Bills, Monday night. That's going to be a big one. Could be a separator. All right, there you have it with the Week 6 Perfect Parlay Pick segment. When we come back, we'll have a call today. Finish up on the phones as well.